Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back, West Michigan. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in the beautiful downtown studios at WBBL in downtown Grand Rapids. I'm looking out the window. It's going to be a great Saturday. We've still got hunting season going. We still got tailgating going. And we're just off that Black Friday. Welcome. We're glad you're here. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. And It's a great Saturday if you're a duck.
Yeah.
Because it's not the greatest day outside. But, you know, while I've got you on here, you say Grand Rapids and all this, and we forget how far the signal goes. I was on my way up to Mount Pleasant the other day, last Saturday, actually, right after to watch Lowell Red Arrows crush Walled Lake Western. Anyway, this signal, we've got a beam on this thing, and I know there's a fella up in Shepherd, Michigan right now, because I hear about him all the time. He's a chef.
Managing his flock.
His name is Pat Wilberding. He's an executive chef. He used to be an executive chef. I think he's actually in a different career now, but he listens every Saturday. Wanted to send a shout out there to Pat Wilberding. Thanks for listening, man. I haven't seen you in a while, but make sure you come down and hit one of our events one of these days. It'd be great to hook up.
Yeah, well, we'll have to talk about Pat. He's from up there in the Shepherd area, and they got a lot of nice little rivers up there. One of our friends, Brad the Builder, he and his son went up to the Little Manistee River and caught some fresh steelhead this last weekend. They went up there to deer hunt, but there were so many fish in the river, they decided to fish instead. That's a great man weekend. What an option to have, going deer hunt and decided to catch some steelhead instead. But one of the things when happens when you catch steelhead is you get a lot of fish.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do with it?
Perfect.
So one of the things we want to talk about is Bob's got a recipe for fish tacos. Let's break that down a little bit, Bob.
Well, I tried covering this last week, but we ran out of time. This comes from another listener. I think she's in Chicago. She's a little sweetheart. Her name is Mallory Broger, and it's fish tacos, and I want some of that steelhead one way or another. We just have to go catch some. It's ridiculous we don't have any of our own right now. So what you do is you can cook this fish up any way you like. If you want to use her recipe for the beer batter, it's 3/4 cup of beer, 3/4 cup of flour, and then a pinch of salt. Or if you want to use a little healthier version of it, instead of deep frying it, you can just throw it on the grill. You can marinate those things in a little water and white wine and salt overnight. And then you can just put some EVO on there and a little garlic and a little, oh, I don't know, if you want to put a little red pepper on it maybe and some sea salt. Throw those babies on the grill. Get them just nice, you know. And then you make this avocado relish. And it's got some diced tomato, jalapeno, cilantro, diced onion, avocado, fresh lime, salt and pepper. I mean, my mouth's watering just listing off all those ingredients.
It does
just
sound
like
good.
Beautiful. It's going to look really cool, too. And then there's a white sauce that goes on it, and it's got yogurt, mayonnaise, fresh lime, and some hot sauce. And that just sounds like a really cool white sauce to go on it, too. So this is going to be a real different-looking taco. And then you you just finish the thing off with a little bit of finely chopped shredded cabbage, and then you take like about 8 tortilla shells, you brush them with oil, throw them on the grill, and you've got a really cool meal there with some steelhead. You're going to blow some minds with that meal right there.
You know, and one twist on that I like is using the corn shells rather than the flour
absolutely.
Ones.
Absolutely.
They grill so much better.
Crispy.
Yep.
And
they're crispy.
Yeah, that's
but,
my fave.
That recipe will be up on the grillingguys.com. Bob says it's up already, so check that out. That's a great way to use some of your cold water fish that you have to try that. But Buzz from Standale Interiors is still in the studio with us. That was him chiming in on the tacos. It sounds like he's might have had those as well. But, Buzz, what else we got going on out at the store that we should talk about?
Well, we are an HGTV sponsor, Home and Garden TV, for all you home improvement junkies that watch that like I do, sad to say.
It's a great show.
Candace Olson will be coming in to Standale. We're going to have her at the Home and Garden Show the end of February. Going to be a big event, so there'll be some things going on there with her. All the products you see on HGTV.
Awesome. Well, that'll be a lot of fun. The grilling guys will slide out there and have a chance to meet with her and maybe pick up some tips from her as well, because she is a real celebrity where we're just wannabes. So that's kind of cool. Maybe we can rub elbows with her and pick up a tip or two, because I know on HGTV they do a lot of home improvements, but they also do a little bit of cooking too.
Yeah, they keep us on the radio. You know, we don't look like Candace Olsen.
Well, no. We all have face for radio. That's why we're here, and we're not there. But life's good, man. You know, I've got no problem with that.
I'm thinking Buzz is hanging around because he knows Doug Dorda's coming up next, and Doug Dorda's bringing some holiday ales. And I'm just thinking Buzz is just maybe,
we're
hanging around a little bit here for some unknown reason. But yeah, Randy, you had a cool list of some gadgets to get people right now for, you know, the holiday season's coming up, Christmas.
Yeah, you can get some of these stuff out of Standale Interiors, I'm sure. But what I'm thinking about is, you just killed yourself yesterday. At least maybe your wives did, if you guys didn't do this. But out there at Black Friday, and now it's a Small Business Saturday. And one of the things that I like to do is try to create a list so I'm not just wandering around a store when I'm trying to buy something. So what we thought we'd do is, as a service to you guys, is give you a few grilling gadgets, if you will, that you might want to consider getting if you got a brother-in-law that you know you got to buy for, but you know, maybe you don't really want to or whatever. I mean, I think everybody's got one of those around in the family somewhere. But I'm going to start out. There's three areas that we're going to break this down into: around the grill, on the grill, and then hand tools. So we'll go with around the grill first. We'll pick up the other two later in the show. But around the grill, this is stuff. I'm going to start with the first one that's near and dear to Bob's heart, is quality lump charcoal. You can't, you know what, if you do Kingsford, that's fine. But if you've ever tried quality lump charcoal, you're going to see a tremendous difference. The other thing is, if you can't use charcoal, what about propane, right? Everybody's using a gas grill. One of the things you never, ever want to do as a grilling guy is run out of gas. So there's a gas watch meter on the propane tank that you can buy. It's like 10 bucks, and it'll tell you how much gas is left in that tank. Those are two really good things around the grill.
And that's really good, and I bet you never run out of gas.
Well, I don't, but yeah.
That's your wife said.
Energizer Bunny, baby. You got it. But anyway, so coming up next, we're going to have Fonger, our ace producer, break down the high school games that happened yesterday and the ones that are going to be happening today. We'll finish up that around the grill list. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Will you walk me to the edge again? Shaking, lonely, and I am drinking again. Welcome tonight, and no one's here with me.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.